everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and today we're very happy to have our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week from the week of March 6th. She's an outstanding basketball player at Ossining High School, Jada Strapoli. Hi, Jada. Nice to see you this morning.
You too.
Jada, the Con Edison Award is in its 68th year. You are the 12th Ossining basketball player to win the award. Names like Shania Chong, Andra Espinosa-Hunter, Shadeen Samuels, playing now at Seton Hall. Your two teammates, Kayla Harris, Aubrey Griffin, have won the award. What does winning the award mean to you?
I feel very honored to win this, and I'm extremely appreciative of the people who made it possible, like my coaches and my teammates.
Well, as our listeners will find out during the next 15 minutes, you are certainly a very, very worthy winner. Now, Jada, how long have you been playing organized basketball?
I've been playing organized basketball since the fourth grade with Kayla and our dads as our coaches.
So I guess it was your dad the person that got you going in this great sport?
Yeah.
Okay, and I know your older sister also played, and we'll talk about her later. Now, Jada joined the Ossining Girls Varsity team for the eighth grade postseason, and she's been starting ever since. So she's a four-year starter and a five-year member of the team. Now, normally we'd go right into the basketball part of it, Jada, but I want to mention something first and make sure we get this in and do it properly. You have decided to make a major commitment for the next 5 years, and in some respects a sacrifice. You will be going to West Point in the fall. That's just remarkable. I am really in awe of someone like yourself. What were some of the things that went into that decision?
When deciding where I wanted to go for college, I wanted to have a balance between academics, leadership, and obviously basketball, and West Point seemed to check all the boxes that I wanted.
Well, again, it's a commitment, and I'll tell you something. A thought of young men and women like yourself protecting our nation in the future and our freedoms makes me feel very, very good. I'm going to sleep very well at night knowing that that you're in a leadership position. So congratulations on that choice.
Thank you.
Now let's turn to basketball, okay? I would say you had a pretty good week on the hardwood. Last Saturday, the 2nd of March, in the Class AA Championship, game versus Ursuline, you scored 12 points, had 8 assists, pulled down 4 rebounds in a 78-67 win. A little bit of revenge. Ursuline beat you in the final game of the regular season. What was that game like? Give us a little synopsis of that.
Losing that game really motivated the whole team to get back and just show them who we are, how we play, and I think we showed a really pretty good message.
And that was your ninth straight, or the team's ninth straight gold ball, your fifth. Does raising the gold ball, whether it's at the county center or Pace, does that ever get old?
No, it does not get old. It is so exciting, and the feeling, the adrenaline is just remarkable.
Just great. It's just awesome. Now, you weren't finished with that championship game. A couple of nights ago in the regional semifinal against Elmira, you scored 6 points. You had 4 steals, and you also tied a New York State record with 17 assists. Ossining had 41 baskets, and you assisted on 17 of them. That's remarkable. Now, a lot of people like the points, you know, how many points did you score? Do you get as much satisfaction dishing off an assist or maybe making a steal?
Yeah, the points really don't matter to me. What really matters is getting the win with my team. But getting an assist, getting a steal, getting a basket, it's all pretty much the same for me.
All right. Well, announcing that game over at Ossining the other day, it seemed like every basket I was saying from Jada Strapoli. And then at the end of the game, 17. I've never seen a number like that before. Now, physically, Jada, you have fought back from 2 knee surgeries. That's a very tough thing. Just how difficult is that to rehab that and get back to the top of your game where you obviously are right now?
It was a pretty tough journey coming back from 2 knee surgeries, but watching my team play and me not being able to play really motivated me to work hard every day on my days off. All I did was do physical therapy and play basketball.
Well, you certainly did a great job with it, and it's great to have you back. When you weren't playing, it just wasn't the same without number one Jada Stripoli out there on that court.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, you have been all section for 4 years. The fourth year was just announced recently. Now, you've also played some soccer at Ossining and some lacrosse, and you will be on the lacrosse team this spring, I understand?
Yes.
Do you enjoy those sports? Probably not as much as basketball, but do you enjoy those sports? As well?
Yeah, well, my true love is basketball. I just like doing sports on the off season to remain in shape, to do something, and I enjoy lacrosse because of the weather outside. It's really nice.
And of course, all three sports involve running, so it's yes. Training for one or the other. So that's wonderful. Let's call in your head coach here for just a moment. Head coach Dan Rickey has become a regular here at the Con Edison Awards show. Dan has been coaching at Ossining for 28 years. He's won 10 sectional championships, 4 state championships, a federation championship, and he is also a 2016 inductee in the Westchester County Sports Hall of Fame. Dan, it's always good to see you. I know you had an injury-plagued season, but having seen your last two games, I would say that the team is running on all cylinders right about now. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would, Rich. We're really just getting healthy now, and the kids are peaking right at the right time.
And coming up on Saturday, a big regional final game. You'll be playing Monroe Woodbury, and I understand you played them earlier in the season.
Yeah, we played them in our tournament at home. They were gracious enough to fill in for someone who pulled out, so we know them. They know us. They're going to come and give us their best game, but if we do our jobs, we're going to be in good shape.
Now, in terms of the rest of the state, if you're lucky enough to win the Monroe-Woodbury game, you go on to the state semifinals. What are some of the other teams that are still out there and still playing at this date here in March?
Well, the nemesis that we've had the last 2 years has been Baldwin. Most likely we would see them in a semifinal. The other side of the bracket has a really tough bracket in Shen, West Jenny, and Bishop Kearney. Any one of those three teams will be a formidable foe in a championship game.
Now, you played Baldwin this year in the Slam Dunk Tournament and defeated them. Is that correct?
We did, and we didn't even have Aubrey, so we match up well. When we have all three of our best players on the court and our role players out there, we're a tough out, and right now we're playing really well together. We're sharing the ball, we're defending, and we're playing with a passion.
Now, let's just talk about the Slam Dunk Tournament for just a moment, Dan. It's a local tournament. It's a great thing right around Christmas time. And you seem to play in it every year. I'm sure you get offers from all over the country to bring your great team to play in their tournament. But you always seem to find time for the Slam Dunk. Do you feel somewhat of an obligation to display your talented kids in the local level?
Absolutely. We love playing at the county center. We love the Slam Dunk. We love when the tournament was there. This year, we just found out the dates for next year, and we're actually going to be in Florida, and we're already booked, so we're probably going to miss it for the first time in a long time. But whenever we're local and we're here, we want to play at the Slam Dunk.
Dan, one final question. It's about Jada Stripoli right here. We know she's a great basketball player, but what else does she bring to the table that I might not see as a casual observer of your program?
She just has a passion for the game. She works really hard at it. She's a great kid on and off the court. She's being quiet right now, but she's not really a quiet kid. She's our calmness on the court at times. When I get a little crazy, she calms everybody down. She does a great job. She's a great point guard.
Well, Dan Rickey, head coach of the Ossining Girls Basketball Program, continued success. Thanks for coming down. Always great to see you. Let's get back to our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week. We're talking with Jada Stripoli, co-captain of the Ossining Girls Basketball Team. Now, Jada, I have to ask you this question. I asked it to Kayla and Aubrey when they were here earlier in this season, and I need an honest answer. The question is, what's it like playing for this guy?
It's pretty fun, if I had to say it in one word. I think his coaching style really does prepare you for the next level. And me being a point guard, a lot of the mistakes on the court do reflect on me. And, yeah, so it really just prepares you.
Okay.
For college basketball, the coaches are going to be mad, are going to yell at you. And I've gotten pretty used to it throughout the years.
And most of the time, it's a constructive criticism, yeah. and it's for the benefit of the team.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great answer, Jada. Now, let's talk about some of your activities off of the basketball court. You volunteer at the Ossining Girls Basketball Camp every summer. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, for 1 week in the summer, the whole basketball team, we are counselors for a camp for young girls to help develop their skill set in basketball, and we all love it. It's like a very nice way to begin the summer because it's right at the end of school, and it's fun.
I'm sure those young kids really look up to you and your teammates out there teaching them basketball skills. You're a member of the Human Rights Club. What is that all about?
It's a club at my high school where a few students and I go to Socratic seminars at Yale or Iona and talk about human rights and everything going on in the world, and it's really, really good experience.
Jada, let's move into the classroom for just a moment, where you have a 96 unweighted average. That's outstanding. You're a member of the National Honor Society. You're a member of the Social Studies Honor Program. You've taken five AP courses during the last several years. Do you have a favorite subject in school?
Yeah, math would probably be my favorite. I really enjoy it. I actually help a bunch of students on my off periods this year with their math classes. It's a really fun subject for me.
Now, let me ask you this, in terms of time management, how do you get all of your activities in, your basketball, your studies, your outside interests? How do you do it?
I don't like to go to sleep unless it's done. So if that means I have to stay up a little later, then I do. Or if I can find free time during my day to do it, that's when I'll get it done.
Now, we mentioned already that you'll be going to West Point in the fall to play some basketball. What adjustments do you see in terms of moving from high school basketball to Division I basketball?
Well, in college, the girls are a lot bigger, stronger, and faster, so that's going to be a transition for me. And also, for my high school team, we've been playing together for a very long time, so the chemistry between us is something that's unmatched. So it's going to be hard to learn everybody else's playing style in college and get used to what they like. So, yeah.
Oh, if anybody can do it, Jada, I'm sure you can. Let's give your family a shout out. Your mom, Marilyn, your dad, Derek, are they your biggest fans, would you say?
Yeah.
How do they react at a basketball game when you're out there playing?
My mom loves to cheer for everybody, even though she doesn't always know what's going on specifically. And my dad, he likes to give me a lot of constructive criticism, but it's all for the best, and it helps me as a player.
Now, you have three siblings, three sisters. Madison played at Ossining. I certainly remember that name. She's now a senior at NYIT. And tell us about your two younger sisters.
My two younger sisters, Solana and Lila, one's 12, the other one's 8. The youngest one really enjoys basketball. She loves coming to our games and seeing. She always says, "Oh my God, Jada, you guys are so good. How do I get like that?" And all her and her little friends like to come and cheer for us. And it's really cute. And the other one, Solana, she doesn't love it, but she's starting to gain a feeling for it and likes to ask me questions about the game, which shows a little spark of interest. So that's good.
And Solana is a lacrosse player, right?
Yes, she really loves lacrosse.
All right, well, that's good. Well, we'll certainly look for her name in the years to come. We're running out of time, Jada. Unfortunately, one final question. Is there a special shout-out that you would like to give at this point to anybody that we haven't mentioned yet?
My amazing coaches, my teammates, and my family. I couldn't have done anything without them.
Well, that's just a great answer. We have been speaking with our current Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Jada Strapoli, a terrific Ossining High School basketball player who will be going on to West Point. Jada, I feel like I know you very well. I've seen you play so often, but it was great officially meeting you this morning. Congratulations on all of your terrific accomplishments on the basketball court. You're going to West Point, and all the best going forward.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we talk to another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.